Homer at home. He couldn't, after all, be said to dwell in a kingly castle when she gave him Helen every regard. Her tirades left him shaking. She'd launch into the thousand hardships, making their match a disappointment. Him a slob and all the drinking, and his job, what job? Until she ran him down and drove him mad. The years of hectoring, the ill he had to suffer, all of it now made him feel that getting hitched was his Achilles' heel. Not that she hadn't been worn down by his unbroken strings of broken promises, the winding yarns he spun in his defense. Not that she didn't harbor a looming sense that somewhere, somehow, both their ships had sunk, the weaving home at 3 a.m. dead drunk, and bitters were the sea they now must swim in, his frank entanglements with foreign women. So she admired the clean audacity of her old schoolgirl friend Penelope, who, with a new man, knew no end to hope. Penny had found it in her to elope and now sent postcards. What have you got to lose? From ports to die for on her wedding cruise. Homer, meanwhile, grew derelict with age. One word. One word. To ward off the blank page, he started with the most instinctive rage.